Hey, did you know you could listen to Super Human Radio on mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
You're listening to the Superhuman channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're going to be talking about demystifying the female libido today with Dr. Jen Landa in just a moment. I want to get on my soapbox for a moment because you know that I've been talking a lot about libido lately as an indicator of health and even longevity. We have a poll up on the Superhuman Radio website asking people about their libidos because I believe that as your libido declines, it may be indicative of that you're not in good health any longer. And ironically, I've gotten a lot of emails from women. One that was very striking to me, who said that before she was diagnosed with MS, the first thing that went was her libido. Nobody asked her about her libido. When she spoke to her doctor about her libido, he kind of cringed and had nothing to say. Doctors need to get the message that libido is not about jokes and snickering, and sex is not a parlor trick. It is indicative of your health and maybe a window into longevity. And so we're going to be joined now by Dr. Jennifer Landa. She is known as the Sexpert. She is an advanced fellow at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and she is a keynote speaker there. But also you teach a class for A4M in sexuality and libido, right?
I do. Hi, Carl. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
Yes, I teach actually a course called the Sexual Health Certificate Program for Healthcare Practitioners. And the reason I teach that, Carl, is because of a lot of very personal reasons that you just mentioned. I am trained as an OBGYN. I did work as an OBGYN for several years, and one of the things that was really frustrating to me was that during my OBGYN residency, the training to become an OBGYN, nobody really taught me anything to help women with their sex drive and with their libido. And this was particularly frustrating to me because in my third year of that training, which is I was at the end of the second to last year of that training, I lost my own sex drive. And I was only 28 years old. And only married a couple of years, and you can imagine how devastating that can really be for a woman.
Yes.
And on top of it, what was super really, really devastating to me was I really thought about it. You know, I was going to take charge of the situation, figure out how to help myself with all this medical training behind me. I certainly felt like I should have been able to. And then I realized I hadn't been prepared at all for this problem for myself or for my patients. So here I was standing on the precipice of becoming a women's health expert that women were going to come to complaining of this very, very common issue. And I was thoroughly unprepared. So what you say is absolutely true. There was a study done just this past year, about 6 months ago, that looked at, you know, how often do OBGYNs ask their patients, how's your sex life? How's your sex drive? And particularly the question, is your sex life satisfying? Are you having sexual episodes that are satisfying to you, like orgasm and things like that? The numbers were devastatingly small. The number of doctors who actually asked those probing questions were terribly, terribly small. And it's so difficult for patients because, number one, if you really are going to get your guts up to ask your doctor, you want a good answer. And it's hard to venture out and to ask that question. A lot of people are embarrassed. And especially if the doctor doesn't seem to be particularly opening or warm about the question. And And then, unfortunately, the very sad part is the women who finally do get up the guts to ask the question, the answer very frequently is, well, we don't really know. That's just how it is. And I want to give the message that that is absolutely not just how it is. And I think you're absolutely right when you get on your soapbox and you say that sex drive is really, I call it kind of like the icing on the cake or the tip of the iceberg. It's something that we have to look at as a barometer of our health, because when the body is not functioning in a healthful way, we do lose our sex drive. So in essence, asking that question, how's your sex drive, is really opening up the question as to how is somebody's longevity really, really going to be affected in the long run? How is their health? Cardiovascularly, there's tons of studies that show in both men and women that declining cardiovascular status or an increase in the risk of cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis is very much linked to sexual performance and sexual satisfaction. And that's our number one killer, cardiovascular disease.
Right. Why do you think that doctors are afraid to ask? I know it's not because they're uneasy about the subject. Don't you think it's simply because they have really very little to offer? If you know, there's an old saying, don't ask a question that you don't want to hear the answer to. Don't you think that doctors feel like, well, what if this person says, my libido is in the toilet? Well, for men, they have an answer now, the little blue pill. But for women, it's like, what do you say to a woman?
Well, that's precisely the problem. And that's precisely why I'm so passionate about educating people, including physicians. I speak nationally and internationally on this topic to healthcare practitioners and now have created this training program for physicians, because there really was nothing to say before. Nobody was getting trained. And when you don't have the training, when you don't feel confident with an answer, of course you don't want to ask the question, because you don't want a woman to say, oh yeah, my libido really is in the toilet. And then you really have nothing to offer.
Right.
You know, for the most part, unfortunately, as physicians, we're trained to diagnose diseases and to treat the disease with a pill. And if there's no pill for the disease, unfortunately, we don't get a lot of training
for the
issue.
From your lips to God's ears. I mean, it's really the sad part of medical orthodoxy today. And it's the truth. It's the truth.
It is the saddest part. And even simply what you just said, that the answer for male sexual problems is the little blue pill. That is a horribly backward way of looking at things, because what we just talked about was the fact that erectile dysfunction is the harbinger of cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
And so if you're not taking that as a sign to look at the cardiovascular function and the possible prediabetes that might be cooking up in
Bingo.
Gentlemen, then you are not doing your patients a service. And unfortunately, that's the way we're taught in conventional medicine. We are taught to diagnose a disease, give a pill, and we are not taught to look for what might be coming down the pike, how we could really help our patients with prevention. We're not taught preventive medicine.
No.
We're not taught about nutrition, fitness, and all the different things that we can really offer people and make huge differences in their lives by diagnosing earlier rather than later.
Okay, so we're going to talk about demystifying the female libido. A lot of men, aside from financial issues that couples argue about, I would have to say, guess, that the number one, number two thing that people fight about is sex. Am I off base on that?
No, you're absolutely right. Number one and number two definitely are sex and money. That is really what people fight about. And for people who... I have a fair amount of people who come into my office and say that their sex drive is down, but it's really not one of their priorities in their visit with me. And I say, why is that? And they say, well, you know, we just really don't have much sex. And I say, well, are you sure? Is that that's not a priority? Have you discussed that with your partner? And that's the magic question. Unfortunately, too many couples are not discussing this with their partner. And this is probably the number one cause of cheating and the decline of relationships.
Well, I was just going to say, let's take a step back. I'll tell you what it's definitely, absolutely, what problem it absolutely causes. And that is this. regardless of whether you are one of those people who will cheat, it does cause a problem with secrecy. And what I mean by that is not that you're telling your friends about your poor sex life, but you start keeping secrets from each other. So one person is keeping a secret that they're dissatisfied with the amount of sex that they're having. The other person is keeping a secret about their loss of desire for sex. And these secrets cause a chasm in a relationship that then makes people feel like they're just not happy. And I have an old saying, the grass is greener on the other side until you start watering your own lawn. If people would just find ways to talk about this, and the problem with talking about it, quite frankly, Dr. Landa, and I'm sure that you're part psychologist, part OBGYN, the problem with talking Absolutely. About it is one person always becomes defensive because they may not have the same sex drive as the other person, so they feel bad about it, and obviously become defensive, and then all dialogue shuts down. Would you agree with those statements?
You know, I definitely agree with that, Carl. You know, there's a lot of science that shows us that couples who stay happy together for the long term are couples who stay hot for one another.
Yes.
But I also agree with you that the chasm that is created by not discussing it, what I call the elephant in the room, because the same thing happened to me when it was my issue, when I was 28. At first it happened slowly to most couples. You know, at first I stopped initiating sex. Then came the excuses, you know, oh, I have a headache, I have a stomach ache. If I was being truthful, I was magically getting my period a couple of times a month, you know, so that I had a reason, you know, to escape the advances. And when it finally came to a head and I really realized what was going on in my body, that I really had no sex drive, I realized that I had to discuss it with my partner. And what I found shocking and what a lot of people might find shocking is that he took it extremely personally. Now, some people, especially guys, might not find this shocking at all.
Right.
But my husband said to me, well, what does this mean? Does this mean that you don't love me anymore?
Yeah, I don't turn you on. I don't turn you on. Right, exactly.
Anymore? Yeah, I don't turn you on. And I said, no, nobody turns me on. It could be Brad freaking Pitt and no way. You know, I just have no interest. And here I am feeling like it's a deficiency inside of me and knowing that I have the problem. But here he is, on the other hand, with his private agenda, feeling like it's a failing of him as a man, as a husband, as a lover, as an attractive person. So what people don't realize is all of that unsaid stuff that's going on and why you're having this widening of the chasm if you don't talk about it is because there's all of this subtext that people don't really get that's going on inside of each other's heads as to why you're not having sex. You know, so frequently when there's a mismatched sex drive, the woman is sitting on one side feeling inadequate and like she has a problem and she's feeling guilty. And the man, on the other hand, is feeling unloved, unattractive, and like he's not satisfied. And like you said, it does lead to this chasm, and it leads to what a lot of people seem to do is live these parallel lives and find outside interests and exits in the relationship. And unfortunately, that leads to that chasm getting further and further apart.
So before we take this break, for the guys who are listening to the show for selfish reasons, because maybe you have a partner who is not as sexual as you would like her to be, what would you say to the guys in order to allow them to start to broach this discussion? Would you simply say, look, it's not about you. Don't make it about you.
I think that's one of the most important things for guys to understand, because I hear this in my office. Because I see, as a former OBGYN, I also see men in my office. About 30% of my patients are men.
Oh.
So now I see a lot of couples together. And I see this problem over and over and over again. And I think that guys really don't understand it at all from the female point of view, I see. They think that a woman's body should work just like theirs, and it doesn't work anything like theirs, unfortunately.
Right.
And it's not about you, and it's not about her desire for you. It's not about her not being attracted or any of that. Most frequently, it's about a lot of other things going on in her life. But a lot of times, really what it's due to is this whole chasm that gets started. The paradox to really understand is that for women to want to have sexual relations, the biggest motivator, they've shown this in studies, is the desire for emotional intimacy. The big paradox we've got going on is for men to feel emotional intimacy, there usually needs to be sexuality going on. Men feel most emotionally intimate and connected after sex. Women need that connection
before
to even want to have sex.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's kind of in a way, it's a who blinks first, you know?
Yeah.
And for guys, if you're not giving that emotional support and that emotional intimacy to your partner, I'm sorry, but there's no way she's going to want to jump in bed.
Right.
We have to feel supported emotionally, physically, in so many different ways. And I find so many different women that don't feel supported. And the big word that I always talk about in relationships that I hear as the subtext so many times is the big R is resentment.
Resentment.
There's a lot of resentment going around.
Yeah.
And when a woman feels resentful, shuts down her sexuality, and she doesn't have an interest in becoming sexual.
Yeah.
And you said you have to go to break, but afterwards we can maybe discuss a little bit more about what this resentment is.
Yes,
about,
no, I want to pick up, want to continue on this discussion. Plus, I want to let the folks in the audience know that there will be a banner ad up on superhumanradio.com later today that would allow you to watch a free video about rewiring your desire, 11 points to help you get over these problems. And this is for men and women as well, but especially to the women we're talking to today, because today's subject is demystifying the female libido. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jen Lander. We're discussing the female libido in an attempt to try to demystify it. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. We were talking about resentment, the resentment that occurs, and that kind of festers out of control, and it feeds other things. So you resent each other about this and that, but then there's these other extraneous things that it bleeds into as well. So where do you want to go from there, Dr. Lander?
You know, it does do all of those things, and that's very, very true. But one part of getting control of the resentment that women need to understand, very frequently women are resentful toward a lot of people in their lives because they are, women as by our nature are nurturers, right? So
yes.
We're frequently running around taking care of everybody else, doing for everybody else, sometimes things that they could and should be doing for themselves. And when we do that, we fill our days with all these different tasks, and we wind up with very little time for ourselves, to take care of ourselves. And one of the smartest statements I've ever heard connected to this by one of the most brilliant marital and family therapists I've ever met, Anita Riggs, told me, and people might want to write this down because this is an important one, when resentment is high, self-care is low. And these are words to live by. So when you find yourself with rising resentment, realize that there's something you can do about it. It's not necessarily due to everybody else around you taking advantage of you, but sometimes it's due to you not putting the proper boundaries in place and putting back on other people their own responsibilities. Because if we do that, all of a sudden we have all this time left for ourselves and for our self-care, and our resentment many times will, it's almost like pricking a balloon and all the air just goes, and our resentment just goes down in a huge way. And when women are able to take time for self-care, I find that that's when their libido really can blossom.
Interesting. Okay, you have an acronym that you use when it comes to the female libido, and it's called HARSH. What does that stand for?
So I talk about the fact that losing your libido is harsh, because when I lost mine, it really was harsh. And HARSH is an acronym, like you said. And the H stands for habits. And habits I talk about are the pro-libido lifestyle. So I teach women how to live a pro-libido lifestyle by rewiring their habits. The A is for attitude. We need to rewire our attitude. 98% of sex, after all, happens in the brain. So we need to rewire our brain for sex. Then I talk about R is for relationships and resentment, like we just talked about. So right. We kind of give you a little preview on that one. The S is for stress, and stress is the biggest sex killer that I see. It definitely by far is, from a hormonal standpoint, from many, many standpoints, stress is one of the biggest sex killers. And the final H is for hormones. And hormones is a big, big topic. And having hormones that are in balance and adequate, optimal, I should say, having optimal hormone levels are really super important for having a good sex drive. And as we talked about before we went on, our hormone levels decline as we age, right? We have the most optimal hormone levels we're ever going to have at the ages of 18 to 25, let's say. And that's when we are the best most fit reproducers from the evolutionary standpoint. And as we have children and then those children grow up, our hormone levels start to fall. A lot of people don't realize, but our hormone levels are falling starting from the late 20s, early 30s onwards. A lot of people, especially in women, they think about menopause at around the age of 50 is when the hormones fall. But women's testosterone, for example, takes its biggest nosedive from the ages of 18 to 34. So our hormones really do play a huge role in our desire and our sexuality. And then from that evolutionary standpoint, like we talked about, you know, our usefulness, I hate to say it this way, a lot of people get a little bit offended when I tell them that they've outlived their usefulness. But, you know, from an evolutionary point of view,
right.
At the age of 50 or so, we have outlived our usefulness. And that's a big part of the reason our hormones go away, because hormones are really responsible for optimal functioning. And from an evolutionary standpoint, the world doesn't need people anymore who are 50 and onward, and the world is trying to weed them out, essentially, the survival of the fittest and all of that. And that's a big part of the reason the hormones go away, and that's a big part of the reason that why people get sicker and sicker from that stage onwards. And so it would be an oversimplification to say that replacement of hormones at that stage is everything we need to do to take care of our aging. But It would not be an overstatement to say that it's a big part of it.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. When women start to lose their libido, Is it something that simply can be rectified, assuming that her partner is understanding and loving and supportive, okay? Assuming that we don't have that in the equation, which that is a big one. But let's say this is a relationship where the partner is loving, considerate, understanding, but yet he is still highly sexed and his female counterpart is no longer. Is it something that if she would just participate more, that she is it one of those things that you use it or you lose it, or is that the furthest thing from the truth? Because I know that a lot of men probably think, well, if she just have sex more, she'd want to have sex more. Is that a caveman thinking?
it's a little bit tricky. Let me say it this way. I do believe in the you use it or you lose it theory to some extent, because the more sex we have, the more sex we want to have. That is actually true, because having sex will actually help boost and balance certain hormones and brain neurotransmitters that are pro-sexual. So sex does breed more sex. But at the same time, the question that you asked me really is, can any woman get her sex drive back on track? And I really do believe that any woman can. Now, is the answer completely simple? Well, you know, I think that I, with my harsh framework, break it down into simple parts that we can understand. And not every aspect of harsh appeal applies to every woman. But I think the most important thing to take away from that framework and that acronym is the fact that most of the time there's no one reason why a woman loses
right,
her sex drive.
Right.
It's multifactorial. It's a little bit complex. And usually it requires multiple different interventions to get it back on track. Now, if a woman is motivated and her partner's motivated and understanding, I think it is completely possible. And not only that, I don't think it's very complicated. I think it's pretty simple. And I think it's definitely doable for any woman at any age. And I've seen it in my practice over and over and over again. Women who come in who tell me, I have no sex drive. And usually that's not their only complaint. You know, they might be complaining they have no energy. They don't sleep well at night. They may have hot flashes. They may have all kinds of different things going on, mood swings, and sometimes they say sex is the last thing on their mind because
right.
of all this other stuff that's going on.
Right.
Well, the good news is that fixing it all goes together too, you know, so that everything that I've talked about, this whole harsh acronym, will help improve women's moods. It will help improve their energy. It will help improve their sex drive, of course. It helps. It all works together. And so, like I said, the sex drive is kind of the icing on the cake. So when stuff stops functioning, the sex drive is usually the first to go. And we may not, you know, notice or be that interested in that. But then when we really get to the point where we're not functioning well anymore is when we really start to notice. But like you said, right at the top of this, is that we should start to notice that right away. That when our sex drive starts to go, we should start to realize, hey, there's a problem here. And let me address the problem. And you know what? The earlier you address the problem, obviously, the easier it is to address.
We're going to give access to your course online at the Superhuman Radio website for those of you who want to learn more about Dr. Jen Landa's programs. But you also have a book that you've written, correct?
I do. My book is called The Sex Drive Solution for Women, Dr. Jen's Power Plan to Fire Up Your Libido. And it's available at Amazon.com, and we talk about a lot of the issues that you and I have been talking about today and give women simple, easy techniques that they can follow to get their sex drive back on track. Or if they want more information about hormones, especially bioidentical hormones, and how to navigate the discussion with your physician about bioidentical hormone replacement, all of that information is included in my book, which is available at Amazon.com.
We have to take a quick commercial break. Interestingly enough, there's a libido poll that we just put up on superhumanradio.com, and the early results is this. The number of people having orgasms, I used orgasms, whether it's the libido, I felt was more tied to orgasm frequency, because even if you don't have a partner in your life, you're going to self-stimulate if you have a high libido. You think that's okay for me to assume that, Dr. Landa?
I think that's pretty reasonable, yeah.
Okay, so those people having an orgasm less than once a month, was the highest percentage of people in the poll so far, almost 30%. Followed by the second group at 26%, 1 to 3 times a week. That's pretty darn good, I think. Followed by a very close third, 4 to 6 times a week. Wow, that's pretty darn good, too. So, but interestingly enough, the number one group is having less than once a month. This is the canary in the mine, folks. If you do not have the desire for orgasm, whether it's with a partner or by yourself, and are only doing this once or less than once a month, you need to find out what's going on with your health. And Dr. Landa will be back in just a moment to talk more about this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
And gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Way Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stock is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stock will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stock includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stock for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You want to stay tuned? At the end of the show, we have a couple announcements to make. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jen Landa about demystifying the female libido. I've learned a lot already, I got to be honest with you. Okay, couple questions for you, Dr. Landa. How much, obviously, one of the symptoms of at least perimenopause and definitely menopause is vaginal dryness and discomfort during sex. I have a feeling that a lot of women don't want to address this because it's like me wanting not to use reading glasses. It's an acknowledgement that I am no longer the way I was when I was younger. I am aging. And so maybe women don't talk to their partner about it, but instead sexual opportunities become less and less frequent because they always end in the woman having discomfort for maybe a day or two afterwards. Is there any truth to this, or am I just, again, being a caveman?
No, this is actually a great topic to bring up because I feel like vaginal dryness is the big secret of perimenopause and menopause. I think that so many women come to my office and say to me, you know, doc, I knew I was going to have trouble sleeping, maybe get some hot flashes, maybe go through some moodiness when I went through menopause, but I had no idea my vagina was going to dry up and shrink and cause me pain when I have sex. And it's just a really big surprise to a lot of women.
Right.
They're really shocked to see what happens, because that is what happens as the hormones go down. And sort of brings me to one point that I really think is important to make, because a lot of people don't realize this, is that even changing the hormones, even with a birth control pill, can cause this in some women. Mm. And we all know that women who are very young go on a birth control pill.
Right.
And for me personally, the birth control pill was a big part of the reason that I lost my sex drive when I was 28. Because what happens is, when you take an estrogen orally, it raises sex hormone binding globulin, which binds testosterone. It binds free testosterone specifically. And the free testosterone is the only testosterone in our bloodstream that's going to bind to testosterone receptors. And it's only less than 1% of the total amount of our testosterone. So it's not a very big number to begin with. And then what happens is we take birth control pills and it binds up our free testosterone. And for some women, especially women who they're now finding there's a genetic predisposition in certain women
right.
to have this effect much more strongly than others, through what they call single nucleotide polymorphisms or SNPs, there are certain genetic predispositions that will make this effect much more pronounced in some women than others. And it can make it so pronounced that, getting back to vaginal dryness, it can even cause vaginal dryness in an 18-year-old.
Wow.
So just for women who are on the pill to be aware of, or if your mother, your sister, your daughter, you know, girlfriend, whatever, is on the pill and having trouble with sex drive or vaginal dryness, the number one thing to do, get off the pill.
Yeah, that's good news. I recently
had an international vulvar expert come and lecture to my sexual health certification course, and that's what he said his number one intervention would be in women who are on the pill. Just get off the pill, because your free testosterone will come back up, and many times that will eradicate the whole vaginal dryness issue. So unfortunately, too many times, OBGYNs, when a woman in her 30s and 40s comes in complaining of some hormone issues, they'll prop them on the pill to try to regulate things. And unfortunately, that can sometimes make a lot of the problems worse.
So,
Women not on the pill. Oh, no problem. I was just going to say, so women who are not on the pill, you know, our hormones naturally decline. And I talked about testosterone from the ages of 18 to 34 having its biggest dip. Well, a lot of people don't realize it, but there are multiple different hormones that help keep the vagina thick, plump, moist. And it's not only estrogen. That's what we used to always think. But in the last couple of years, we've found there's many, many testosterone receptors, and also even DHEA, vaginal DHEA, in a couple of studies last year, was shown to have effects that are independent of estrogen and testosterone, which is an interesting thing because DHEA, as we know, is available over the counter.
Right.
So there are forms of intravaginal DHEA that are available, I believe, without a prescription. I tend to prescribe it, but it could be available with a prescription even, and may certainly, in fact, help vaginal dryness.
Okay, I want to talk about attitudes, but I want to continue as we transition to attitudes and how they affect sexuality as we age and libido. I want to stay with this discussion for a moment longer. A lot of women who are on hormone replacement, which I have to believe HRT does mitigate some of the vaginal dryness, or does it not, first of all?
Oh, first of all, HRT definitely can not only mitigate the vaginal dryness, completely eradicate the vaginal dryness, and most often in just a few weeks. It's almost like magic.
Okay. With that being said, a lot of great physicians, I am not excluding you. I don't know if you are a proponent of hormone replacement creams being applied vaginally, but there's a lot of physicians out there who still like this approach. They feel that the absorption is better and it's natural. Like T.S. Wiley talks about, you know, have these hormones originating from the region of the body where they're manufactured anyway, close to the ovaries and so on. So with that being said, there are a lot of women out there, because of social stigma, religious mores, attitude and so on, are not comfortable using these vaginally applied hormone creams because they don't like to touch themselves. Am I off base on that first before I get to my second part of this question?
You know, I do definitely advocate for and prescribe vaginal hormones in my practice, and they work extremely well. And I've honestly not run across a woman really who is not willing to apply vaginal hormones.
And I got a feeling, depending on the symptoms, they become more and more motivated as well.
Well, exactly. It depends, right. It depends how much pain you're in or discomfort, or, you know, it depends how motivated, that will depend on how motivated you are. So my patients are pretty motivated.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, should these creams, and this is something that doctors may not really be specific about, should they just be applied to the labia, or should they actually be applied internally of the vaginal canal?
Ooh, another great question. Okay, so mostly when I give vaginal creams, I give them from a compounding pharmacist in a compounded form. So that means that I'm able to control the amount of hormone that goes in and the amount of volume of the cream, and also the cream base, what kind of cream it goes into. But the most important thing about that is, because the pharmaceutical options that we have as OBGYNs, there's only a couple of different options, and there's a huge amount of cream that a woman is expected to apply. So they give you this applicator to apply as if you have an infection. Like, it's the same amount of medicine that you would apply with a yeast infection or a bacterial infection.
Sometimes
so
about 2.5 milliliters.
It's a huge wad.
Right.
Yeah, it's a huge wad of cream. It's a lot. And so women are given an applicator and they inject this cream inside, usually at night because it's messy. They have to wear a pad. It comes out on the pad, the whole thing. I prescribe the cream in a very, very small compounded
higher concentration, exactly.
Higher concentration, smaller right. volume. So we're able to apply the cream in a non-messy way. And then to answer your question, I ask women to use it both inside and outside.
Right.
So I tell them, don't even use that applicator. Just use your finger if
right.
you feel comfortable doing so, because you're really going to get the most benefit if you rub it in. Rub it in, even have a partner do it if you'd rather do that. Have your partner wear some gloves so they're not getting exposed to the hormone, and have them rub it in.
Oh, come on. Us guys could use the extra estrogen. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I don't know about that. But rub it in inside for about 30 seconds.
Right.
And of course, to the outside, the vulva, the clitoris, the entrance to the vagina is a very important tender spot.
Because these are membranes.
I think it's
these
really
are membranes.
To rub it in.
These are membranes, and as membranes, they have a lot of vasculature right at the surface. You don't have to deal with the stratum corneum that you have on the outer skin. So by applying it to this fleshier area and internally of the vaginal canal, you're guaranteed for greater absorption. This is the magic of these creams, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah, some people erroneously, including physicians, which I don't understand, erroneously decide that if we apply the hormones vaginally, they're going to stay vaginal. But nothing could be further from the truth, because like you said, the vagina is a very vascular organ, rich blood supply. So the hormones are going to enter the bloodstream throughout the whole body, and that is a great delivery method.
Well, and also I find that doctors are nondescript. They'll say, apply this vaginally to a woman. And the woman's interpretation may be, well, surely he doesn't want me to put this in my vagina. That may be. So they're rubbing it on the outside of the vagina, the lips, where we have hair follicles and so on. And the absorption, the magic of absorption is being avoided, by this nondescript. Doctors need to say, now I want you to rub this on this, like you said, the clitoris, the vulva, and I want you to put it inside your vagina as well, because women are not, and because what happens is, women go for follow up blood work and they go, I don't understand it, I don't know why, you got 2.5 milliliters of biased progesterone and testosterone here, but yet we can't get your levels elevated, and sure, because her interpretation of her vagina is, surely you don't want me to put this inside me. And I think doctors need to be more descriptive.
I see the opposite a lot of times. I see them inject the entire thing inside of them.
Oh, God.
And then it all comes out on their underwear, and they complain that it's messy and they don't like it, and they're not getting any benefit from it.
Yes.
Because it's all falling out.
And and this comes full circle to the reason why doctors aren't talking about this sort of stuff with their patients, because unfortunately, we still have this uneasiness talking about a woman's vagina. And you want to know what? It's such an accurate statement that they had a hit Broadway show called The Vagina Monologues, where people get up and just talk about their vaginas. That's how taboo this has been. And doctors fail to be very, very clear with their female patients. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about attitudes. We're talking with Dr. Jen Landa. We're talking about demystifying the female libido. There's a lot of good things that Dr. Landa can help you with. There will be a banner ad up on Superhuman Radio where you can learn more about a course that you can take to rewire your desire, as well as a free video that'll help you a lot as well. So check that out at superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back with more.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. fire. Get iSpeed2 today at xfmuscle.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONG-R3, GHRP-6, GHRP-2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Jen Landa. You'll be able to see a free video on SuperhumanRadio.com addressing 11 ways to rekindle your desire and joy, young sex again, amazing sex again. I love the header. You used to want sex. What happened? It's true. It's true. When we're young, we want sex. We want a lot of it. We want it often. And then as we age, that changes. It doesn't have to be that way. And this all ties into health, and this all ties into longevity, okay? Dr. Landa, what about attitudes, women's attitudes? Do they change with age? Do women have different opinions of sex and sexuality that affects their libido?
You know, I definitely think that attitudes can change as we age, and I think some women do view it as something that they wanted when they were younger and that it's not necessary anymore. But I think much more often these days, what we're seeing is women who don't want to settle for that anymore. They see, certainly in the media, what we're seeing is great examples of women in their 40s, 50s, 60s living a sexy lifestyle. Like that movie Meryl Streep just did with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, what a great movie.
That was great. Hope Springs. You know, to bring the sexy back even in older couples, and it's completely possible to do. So I think, and I think there are women who have the opposite, that they do feel less sexy as they age. They maybe take less care of themselves. They put on a few pounds. And they start to feel less sexy, and then they change their whole attitude towards sex. So I think it's I think a big part of it is attitude, though. You know, you know as a guy, I'm sure, when all the quizzes that are done online and in magazines, when you ask the guys, what do you find most sexy on a woman? You know, a woman will always think it's going to be breasts or legs or eyes or some or butt. And what do men usually say?
Eyes, face, the type of
confident
person.
Attitude.
Really?
Confident attitude is one of the things that men find the most sexy.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
And obviously, if a woman doesn't feel good about herself, you know, she does. She's not going to want to engage in sex because she feels like she doesn't look good. She doesn't feel good about herself and so on. So that has to affect attitudes towards sex as well. Huh?
That's a huge part of it. I tell women it's important to start listening to that voice inside your head because we've all got that voice going on all the time. You know, oh, I can't believe I just did that. That was so stupid. Or we look in the mirror and we, you know, we put on a pair of jeans and they're a little too tight. And we say, oh, I can't believe, you know, I messed up on my diet and now I'm getting so fat, you know. And yeah, that causes us to have a negative attitude, especially towards sexuality. And for women, you know, guys don't get this, but I get it because I'm a woman.
Right.
Even if we gain 5 pounds. Sometimes that can make us feel completely fat because our clothes get a little tight and all of a sudden, and guys usually don't care. Five pounds, they don't notice.
Yes.
They don't care.
Well,
they could even think that makes you sexier. Some guys like to have a little bit more in the hips and all those areas. But for women, yeah, we have to really listen to that voice inside of our head so that we can start to really change the messages and start to focus on the positive.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a hard one to get over. Because especially if you've been with somebody for a while, right? You don't see them the way they see themselves. They look in the mirror and they focus on something that they're disappointed in about their bodies. And the guy looks at them and thinks, my God, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And you can say it to a woman day in and day out. If she doesn't feel it, it doesn't matter. Your words are falling on deaf ears. They think, well, that's just because, you know, you care about me or something like that. So what do you do as a partner to help a woman if she's feeling down about herself? If explaining to her that she looks beautiful and so on isn't going to get you anywhere, do you start training with her and exercising with her?
Well, I certainly think that, you know, doing the habits that I call the pro-libido lifestyle together as a couple, so that means, you know, working on nutrition together and exercise together, you know, being a part of the solution rather than a part of the problem, I think is really important because
right.
I do see a lot of sabotage, I would call it, in relationships, you know, men who aren't necessarily on board and the woman says, well, I feel like I have to cook 2 meals because he's a meat and potatoes guy and he won't eat what you're telling me to eat and blah, blah, blah. So certainly getting on board with that. But another thing I tell women to focus on, and you know, a man can be the one to start this too. You know, pick out a best feature. You know, if she has great cleavage, but she feels like her butt's too big, you know, maybe get her a piece of, you know, like a great blouse or even a great piece of lingerie that really enhances,
right.
Or a piece of jewelry that really enhances the part that she really likes best about herself.
Right.
And de-emphasizes the part that she likes least so that she can really, you know, start feeling sexier about herself. And I always tell women that because usually we have one part that we think, oh, well, I have pretty nice legs or, yeah, I have a pretty nice booty or pretty nice boobs, whatever, you know, and really try to play up that part and focus more on that part, on your good parts, and don't focus as much on the ones that need some work. And, of course, start doing the work because sometimes it's just a little bit of weight loss or a little bit of toning that can make all the difference. You know, when a woman starts going to the gym for just even a couple of weeks and she starts to feel that little bit of toning, her jeans get a little bit looser, that can make a big difference too. So like we said, a little bit of weight gain makes a difference, but a little bit of weight loss makes a big difference too.
Well, okay, last question because we're going to go a little long here. From the male standpoint, how important is it for when a woman is not feeling good about herself, if you really love this person, back off? Just back off. You know, I know that you have a high libido and she's not feeling it right now. It needs time to work out. Does backing off send a signal to the woman that the man is being considerate, or do they just not notice it because they have no libido either?
Well, that's a good question. I think backing off and being respectful is probably a good step, but I think you need to do it with the proper communication so that it doesn't get misinterpreted as, oh, he doesn't want me anymore, certainly, because like we said in the beginning, it's the communication, I think, that's really, really important here. I think everybody needs to understand what page everybody else is on. You need to understand your partner and where they're at. And if you're backing off, you want to explain why you're backing off. And I think the really important part to keep in mind is that emotional support that she's looking for. And kind of like a final parting shot on that is look into The Five Love Languages. Do you know that book, Carl?
No.
The Five Love Languages is an awesome book. And it talks about how each person experiences love. And quite frequently in couples, unfortunately, it's not the same. So there's five different ways, and it can be through touch, it can be through gifts, it can be through words of affirmation, and there's five different, but anyway, very frequently, let's say the woman is a words person, and she really wants to hear the love expressed in words, and the man is a touch person. So all day long, she's giving him words, which really don't mean anything to him, and he's giving her touch, which doesn't really mean much to her. And so frequently we're not communicating our love in a way that's working for the other person. And so if we start to look at really what nourishes and feeds the other person, we can sometimes come together with a greater intimacy and greater emotional connection. And like I said, I think that's the key a lot of times to getting a woman more sexually interested.
It bridges the gap. It's funny. I have talked to my own children about this. And I said, but I said, people deal in different currencies. And what one person thinks love is, another person may not. And getting the currency right is the important thing. If you're using dollars and they're using yen, it doesn't have any value to them. And so it's funny. I'm going to go out and get this book. This sounds like a really good book. We're going to have Dr. Jen Landa back on the show. I can tell you that for sure. What will people learn when they go see the video that we're going to be posting on superhumanradio.com later today that they can take away and will help them with this issue?
So what I've prepared for them is three free videos. It's a video series, and it includes my 11 passion practices for rekindling your passion. And it's going to teach them more about what we've been talking about the pro-libido lifestyle, about how to tune into your senses to learn how to flip your sex switch. I think that's really important for women to learn. And all about your hormones and which hormones it is that we need to boost and balance and how we can do that in a natural way to help enhance our sex drive.
Very good. Look, Dr. Landa, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And we will have you back on. I'll have Ginny reach out to you and book you as soon as possible, okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much, Carl. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, take care. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Steve Lapidus on. He has a big announcement to make. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
DJ! DJ!
You can't touch this. Touch this.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ladies, it's time to improve your sex drive with the Female Libido Supplement Patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. LL Cool J. He was great at the Grammys. Holy mackerel. I like that old school rap. Okay, speaking of old school rappers, we're joined by Steve Lapidus from Age Force. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Carl. Very old. Yeah. Very old school.
Very old school. Actually, I gotta share something with the audience. I think we talked about this on a casual Friday with Elisa and I. But Steve Lapidus is in the best shape I've ever seen. The most well preserved of. How old are you now, Steve?
73 years old. Years young.
If you saw Steve Lapidus, you would not believe he's 70 at all. You would think that maybe he's in his late 50s. Maybe. I gotta tell you, you are absolutely, in my opinion, a superhuman. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. That's the important.
Good genetics and a couple of our H-Force patches, I might add.
There you go.
Just a quick disclaimer call. It's holiday today, so I'm working out of the apartment. And, I just want you to know you might hear that big 3-pound poodle of ours.
Oh, barking, that's,
you know,
fine.
Our ferocious watchdog.
No worries. Okay, so let's talk about something. We just talked to Dr. Jen Landa about demystifying the female libido.
Great interview.
Yes, and on the heels of that discussion, you released a new patch, and we're making a little announcement about it today. Why don't you talk to the audience? What is the patch?
Tremendously excited call an exclusive introduction on Superhuman Radio. It's our feminine libido patch. And this is a patch that has been very, very challenging for us because, as we say on the website, and we'll talk about it today, feminine libido or female libido is very complicated. It created some real, real challenges for us to come up with a patch that addressed not just the physical aspects of female libido, but the mental and the emotional aspects of female libido. Mm-hmm. Like we say, women are, when it comes to libido, women are a whole lot more complicated
than men. Yeah.
Than men.
Yeah, they are. So let's talk about the offer. There's the female libido patch. What is being made available to the ladies in the Super Human Radio audience and the men who want to get this for their partner?
For their significant other, yeah. We're introducing the patch with a 50 off promo code. We have banners up, as you well know, on the Superhuman Radio website. Be sure to enter the promo code Libido 50. Very simple, Libido 50. Upper or lowercase works when you place your order, and that'll get you'll see your cost reduced by 50% real time as soon as you click on the enter the code and click on the apply button.
Very good.
But the patch is a remarkable patch, Carl. It's a combination of 8 or 9 specific formula ingredients. One of them is one that you and I have talked about, and that's oxytocin.
Right.
Any woman, this is interesting, Carl, because we've spoken to so many people in focus groups and what have you. Any woman that has breastfed a child has firsthand experienced the emotional and physical power of oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
Breastfeeding stimulates natural production of oxytocin, and a woman breastfeeding has felt that love, that bonding, while breastfeeding. A perfect example of how oxytocin works to stimulate feelings of love, bonding, trust, lowers anxiety. And it's one of the key elements of the formula.
Right. And obviously there's two hormones in there, DHEA and oxytocin. But you
Correct.
Also have a variety of well-established herbs that seem
Yep.
to be used by women that claim to help libido in a variety of different ways. A lot of these pills out there that claim to have an effect on women's libido usually focus on one or two of these things. You've got everything in this patch, isn't that right?
It's a multi-function formula. The herbs that you talk about, and there are 8 different herbs. If I could generalize about the herbs,
please. Call,
the herbs lower anxiety. One of the inhibitors of female libido or a woman in a sexual experience is anxiety, anxious about the experience. The herbs lower anxiety and create or enhance a atmosphere of trust with your partner. As we said at the outset, female libido is complicated. It's not just about the sexual urge or sexual desire. It's there has to be trust, bonding, empathy with your partner,
some of these things a patch can't bring. But what the patch does bring is the ability to relax and perhaps elevate some of the key hormones that are associated with libido and that emotional connection.
And that is correct. Another interesting thing about this patch, Carl, which doesn't manifest itself in the formula, but is inherent in the patch itself, and that is an 8-hour continuous release patch, or as are all of our patches. The formula, moves into the system over an 8-hour time release function of the patch. So there is an ability of this patch for the woman to not necessarily have to plan an event.
It's not like Viagra where you have to take it with anticipation that you're going to have an opportunity.
Exactly.
The patch is designed to over the course of 8 hours start to work so that the event can occur at its own timing. You don't have to go, I got to go put the patch on now because we're going to get busy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And our suggested use, which is every other day, for patch application, creates a continuous, environment, where, sexual arousal and, the ability to enjoy a good, fulfilling sexual experience or throughout the period of time.
Now, I have to assume that this is why did you guys develop this patch? I have to ask you that.
We have probably one of our best selling patches, our testosterone patch, which is primarily a male audience, and testosterone, high levels of testosterone certainly elevate male libido functions, and we received over a period of time continually received emails and phone calls from them. My husband or my partner or my friends using your testosterone patch, what do you have for women?
Right.
And we took a look at the landscape and what's out there, and we saw that when it came to female libido, we were not too impressed with what was out there. So we got to work, and this has been a very, very long journey for us. We're very proud of this patch, we think that it's just going to be a patch that generates a tremendous amount of customer satisfaction.
Okay, now,
and we're excited about it.
Okay, so let's wrap this up with the important stuff. You get a 50% off discount when you click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code LIBIDO50 in uppercase or lowercase, but all one word.
Mm-hmm.
What are the pricing tiers for the patch? If somebody just wants to order a one-off, just try it one time, can they do that and get the 50% off?
I think it's a $69.95 for a month supply. If you just do a 30-day supply, a single order, and then you get the
50% off. Right.
If you order the auto ship, which as we've discussed so many times, Carl, most of our orders are auto ship, which you can cancel at any time. That's $49.95, and your first order, your first monthly order, would be at 50 off with the promo code.
Right,
and
of course,
good.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Then there's the 90 day or the 180 day order options, where you get 50 off on the entire supply that you're buying.
Right, and of course, anybody who signs up for the auto ship knows that AgeForce doesn't hide their cancellation process deep inside their website. You simply send an email saying cancel my order, and as long as they receive it prior to that could even be up to the day prior to your next billing, they cancel you. And we've had numerous people on this show who've used other AgeForce patches, and they all say the same thing. If I had to cancel a patch, I got a response the same day and my order was canceled, and there's no questions asked. So there you go. Is that right?
That you hit it right on the head, Carl.
Okay.
And we send an email to our anyone that cancels so that they have a paper trail that the cancellation took effect.
So there you go, guys out there. If you want to pick up a female libido enhancing patch from AgeForce, you can save 50% off using the coupon code LIBIDO50. If you want to get it for your partner, or the ladies out there, if you want to try this, please go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. Steve, thank you so much for all that you do for our audience.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me, and thanks to everybody that supports Superhuman Radio. And again, this is a wonderful patch, and we certainly hope that the females out there, the female audience, will take a good hard look at it.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. Bye. And we also want to thank Dr. Jen Landa, L-A-N-D-A. We will have a banner ad up on the Superhuman Radio website later today where you can get three free videos to teach you how to increase and rekindle desire to youthful levels again. Dr. Landa will show you 11 different ways that you can do that. And also, we will have a course up there for those who want to actually take her course, which is a phenomenal course and is usually offered through A4M as well. You'll be able to learn about that. So just go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for Dr. Jen Landa, the sexpert. Her website is jenlandamd, J-E-N, L-A-N-D-A-M-D.com if you want to get there before the banner ad is available. And thank you for listening today to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Time to improve your sex drive with the Female Libido Supplement Patch. The patch contains both DHEA and oxytocin hormones, revving up your passionate side and putting you in a relaxing, loving mood. The continuous 8-hour time-release delivery assures that you are ready for that planned or unexpected occasion. Don't wait to enhance your sex drive. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad. That's superhumanradio.com and click on the banner ad.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale.